Call the meeting to order. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Conference Committee on the Operating and Mental Health Appropriation Bills, number 65 and 66. It is Wednesday the 10th, and it is 4:08 p.m. Representative Osterman, Representative Stoltz, Representative Guerra, Senator Kelly, Senator Meyer, Senator Hoffman. Today we will take up open items in HB 65 and 66 based on the motion sheet distributed to members earlier today, dated April the 10th. We will take up today the Departments of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Natural Resources, Revenue, Court System, and the Legislature. Today we will not be addressing open items in the Department of Education, Fish and Game, Health Social Services, Military Veterans Fair, Public Safety, and University of Alaska. I'd like to invite David Teal up to the table from Legislative Finance Director to, in case we have questions. And so with that, Senator Kelly, do you want to start the motions, please?
Mr. Chairman, within the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, I move that the committee adopt the following in the department in that department's budget. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, Senate. Item 3, House plus 94.5 thousand. Item 4, Senate. Item 5, Senate. Item 6,
Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you. Can we have briefings?
A briefings. So back to order. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, correction, item number 5, if we could hold open. Item number 6, Senate, and change the date to November 1st. Item 7, Senate. Item 8, Senate. Item 9, Senate. Item 10, hold. Item 11, Senate. Item 12, hold. Item 13, House. Item 14, Senate. Item 15, Senate. Item 16, House. Item 17, Senate as a one-time item. Item 18, House. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Item 18, hold. Item 19, House. Item 20, House. Item 21, House. Item 22, House. Item 23, House. Item 24, Senate minus 242.9 thousand. Excuse me. Hold on that. Not reading that very well. Up. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to quickly go through here in case there was any questions. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, Senate. Item 3, House plus 94.5 thousand. Item 4, Senate. Item 5, hold. Item 6, Senate, and change date to November 1st. Item 7, Senate. Item 8, Senate. Item 9, Senate. Item 10, Senate minus 5. Oh, excuse me. Item 10 was hold. Sorry. That again. Item 11, Senate. Item 12, hold. Item 13, House. Item 14, Senate. Item 15, Senate. Item 16, House. Item 17, Senate as a one-time item. Item 18, hold. Item 19, House. Item 20, House. Item 21, House. Item 22, House. Item 23, House. And item 24, hold.
Is there any objections to this motion?
Mr. Chairman, can I have one more brief at ease, please?
Back on the record. I'll repeat, are there any objections to the motion? All right, with the exceptions of item 5, 10, 12, 18, and 24, this action closes the conference of items for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development budget. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, in the Department of Natural Resources, I move that the committee adopt the following in that department's budget. Item number 1, House plus 150,000. Item 2, House. Item 3, House. Item 4, Senate. Item 5, Senate. Item 6 and 7 will remain open.
Is there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, with the exceptions of item 6 and 7, will remain open.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, in the Department of Revenue's budget, I move the committee adopt the following in that department's budget. Item 1, Senate minus 41,000. Item 2, Senate. Item 3, Senate minus 93,000. And item 4, Senate.
Is there any objections?
Yes, one objection, Mr. Chair.
Senator, Representative Guerra.
Thank you. At item 3, the Senate had proposed the governor's proposal, which was to add the staff. They felt necessary to audit, well, what is the current oil tax, what will be, or maybe a new oil tax. Right now, one of those positions has come out. I think whichever oil tax we're at, any kind of oil tax that we're at that involves the auditing of profits, company claims of costs, company claims of income, I think every auditor that we have saves the state multiples of that in terms of income. And I don't know if there's any interest among the members to put that position back. There is not, I will withdraw my objection.
Thank you for your comments, Representative Guerra. Any further objections? Hearing none, this closes the action, closes comparable items for the Department of Revenue's budget. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, in the court system, I move that the committee adopt the following in that department's budget. Item 1, House. Item 2, House. Item 3, House plus 174,100. Item 4, House. Item 5, House. Item 6, Senate. Item 7, Senate. Excuse me. Item 7, House. Item 8, Senate. Item 9, Senate. Item 10, House, and item 11, House.
Is there any objections to that motion? Hearing none, this motion passes. This action closes the conference of items for the court system's budget. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, in the legislature, I move that the committee adopt the following and that department's budget. Item 1, House plus $750,000. Item 2, House plus $450,000. Item 3, Senate. And we are adding agency conditional language to read: the amount allocated to the legislative operating budget includes $300,000 for planning and other costs associated with hosting the Council of State Governments and the Council of State Governments West 2014 conferences to be held in Anchorage. The amount allocated for those conferences is appropriated for the fiscal years ending June 30th, 2014 and June 30th, 2015.
Are there any objections to that motion?
Hearing none, this action closes conference items for the legislature budget. That's the end of the departments that we're going to be working with today. I anticipate that we will be meeting tomorrow again, 4 o'clock, and it will be noticed on basis, so if anybody wants to check to make sure that we're going to be there. Is there any other business brought before this committee at this point in time? Okay, seeing none, we are adjourned.